The war that began all war in Iraq began on CNN.
Well, okay, John, what seemed to have happened about 20 minutes ago, the anti-aircraft weapons in the city center where we are living around the government buildings erupted in fire. There must have been 200 guns firing to the sky.
The 1991 war to push Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait was short and sweet, a victory for the coalition, but it set the stage for nearly everything that was to come.
Saddam Hussein called it the mother of all battles, and newly declassified documents reveal much about the instability of the Iraqi leader. Was anything learned from that first Gulf War? The mother of shock and awe and the father of no WMD.
Gulf War One, a look back on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
The first Gulf War, certainly not the last. Newly declassified documents show a Saddam Hussein perhaps we have only just started to learn about publicly. It's Thursday, January 20th.
You're not predicting another war in Iraq, are you?
We've got one going.
Let's check the top news. After a day of talks, President Obama honored Chinese President Hu Jintao at a lavish White House state dinner. Among the 200 guests or so, the heads of companies like Microsoft, Boeing, and Goldman Sachs, and some celebrities like Barbara Streisand, Yo-Yo Ma, and Vera Wang. Notably absent, Speaker John Boehner. He's turned down invitations to all three of Obama's state dinners.
Earlier in the day, the president pressed the Chinese leader to take a stronger stance on human rights.
We have some core views as Americans about the universality of certain rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. That we think are very important and that transcend cultures.
Surprisingly, President Hu Jintao admitted it was an issue his country needs to address.
A lot still needs to be done in China in terms of human rights.
It's a departure from the Chinese leader's typical silence on questions of universal values. China is reporting higher than expected GDP growth of 10.3% for 2010. President Obama says China's growing middle class opens up business opportunities for the U.S.
I believe that over the coming years, we can more than double our exports to China and create more jobs here in the United States.
The Chinese leader heads to Chicago today before wrapping up his visit.
House Republicans have voted to repeal the Health Care Act. Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann says it's more than just political theater.
This is not symbolic. This is why we were sent here.
The repeal, though, is expected to die in the Senate. Arizona shooting suspect Jared Loeffner has been indicted on charges of attempting to assassinate Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of her aides. That's the second round of charges for Loeffner. He already faces murder charges for the death of federal judge John Roll and another aide. Meanwhile, doctors for Giffords say she stood up and looked out the window for the first time. She's expected to be transferred to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston tomorrow.
And the Houston hospital was chosen so she could be near her astronaut husband, who actually works and trains there and is preparing actually for a mission later on this year. Just breaking news on the Associated Press, South Korea has apparently accepted North Korea's latest offer to hold high-level defense talks. It's a positive sign. South Korea had rejected other recent calls for unconditional talks by North Korea as insincere. Newly elected members of parliament in Afghanistan say they won't delay the new parliament session despite the president's order. Their announcement comes a day after Hamid Karzai ordered a one-month delay of the new session to look into accusations of election fraud in those parliamentary elections. And Walmart is announcing a five-year plan to lower the level of salts, fats, and sugars in thousands of its food items. It will also lower the fruit and vegetable prices in its stores. The plan comes out of discussions with First Lady Michelle Obama. Walmart sells more groceries than any other company in the United States.
Asian markets and European indices are down, as are futures. The Dow will start at 11,825, the S&P at 1,281, the NASDAQ at 2,725.
20 years after Desert Storm, what did we know about Saddam Hussein and when did we know it? Especially the relationship between Saddam Hussein and his Soviet leaders. Remember, Iraq was part of the Cold War.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.